Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Good morning, Reality with a Twist listeners. I'm your host, Jeremy Crumbo.
I'm Gabriel Bickle.
I'm Gunner.
I'm Dylan.
And I'm Ben.
And welcome back to Reality with a Twist. How is everyone doing today?
I'm pretty okay. Good. I feel a little left out because Jeremy, you and I are the only ones that said our full names. Everybody else just said their first name.
I'm kind of tempted to re-record that part.
I know, it's fine. It's fine. We've said our full names.
No retakes. Retakes here.
I just don't feel comfortable with it, guys.
That's pushing boundaries that I don't feel comfortable touching.
Guys, I think they're already sending the government after Gabe and I.
Oh no, I hear
they know who you are now.
Reality with a Twist is breaking laws since our very first episode. They've just been trying to get our full names.
I actually don't give consent to give my full name, actually.
What if next episode we give our full names and our social security numbers?
And our addresses.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's just step it up each episode and give more and more details.
Yes.
We'll share like answers to questions like who's your third cousin and like
your mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
Maybe your the name of your favorite pet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That could be like a little Reality with a Twist trademark, kind of separate us from other podcasts. That's a great idea. I don't see any problems with that.
Get to know us better.
Yeah.
My cat's name was Bartholomew.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Okay, what are we talking about today, Jeremy?
That is a great question because I have the answer.
Oh.
Today we're going to be talking about stereotypes about Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Right, you guys ready for this? Now this is going to be stuff that you guys have probably already heard before.
Okay.
And not to mention, Gunner and Gabe, this is a question for you guys.
Yes.
Do you remember that this was the first topic that we had on our first episode of the radio show, Reality with a Twist?
Yes.
I do remember that. Yes.
That was crazy. And I think, was I the host of that episode?
I cannot remember.
I remember being present in the room when you guys were recording the episode, and I believe Gabe was the host, but I could be very wrong, though.
Yeah. But that's crazy.
I don't remember.
We're in full circle.
Exactly. Now, some of you guys might be thinking, wow, Jeremy, your topics that you're coming up with, they're like the same things as like the radio show. Back in the day, you're very unoriginal and don't have any ideas. To which I'd laugh and say, you might be right, actually.
You know, okay, but, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, a total of maybe three people heard that episode. And three of those people were us, and Dylan probably wasn't listening. So, like, I think this will be new to everybody.
Just said I was in the room when you guys recorded the thing.
Dylan, you never listen. You never listen. This is an issue that's been ongoing,
Gunner,
for
okay.
years, and
we're not going to be going over this again, Gunner.
Get it
for
together.
Legal reasons, that was a joke. Hello, my name is Saul Goodman.
Paul Goodman. Paul Goodman.
I'm Paul.
Better call Paul.
Just the monkey guy. Anyway, though, Indiana stereotypes. That sounds. It's a really cool topic. I want to be a part of it.
Yes.
Okay. So, are you guys ready to learn more about the stereo about what other people think about us Indianians, us Hoosiers?
Jeremy, Jeremy, yes. Are you qualified?
If you just you're the only person not in the state.
Yeah, I was about also, to say, bro has not lived here for like 3 years.
And bro left for 3 years and forgot what Hoosiers were called for a second.
Okay, listen, guys. Listen. Calm down. Once a Hoosier, always a Hoosier. Am I right, fellas?
Unless you call them Indianians.
Yeah, Indianians, yes.
What are you guys gonna do? To kill me or something? You guys are back in Indiana.
Fair.
Alright. So let me tell you what people actually think about you guys over here. Because I am no longer a Hoosier, apparently.
Yes.
But let's actually go around real quick. We'll start off with Ben. And then we'll just kind of go down the list.
Okay.
What's a stereotype that you think is going to end up on the list that's going to end up on the list that I'm about to tell you guys?
Are we talking about the people of Indiana specifically or just the state in general?
Just anything in general, like people, food, culture, anything that you can think of.
Okay, well, I'll just go ahead and get the obvious one out of the way. Corn.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Corn. All right, we'll go with Dylan. What do you think is going to be on this list?
I'm going to say this option because I know I brought it up before, but I finally did it tonight. Tenderloins.
Oh!
I actually had my first tenderloin tonight.
Very nice.
Oh. Okay. It's a big moment when a Hoosier has their first tenderloin.
Yes, yes.
It's just a chicken sandwich. It tastes exactly like a chicken sandwich.
But it's pork.
I was given a tenderloin when I was straight out of the womb.
Yep. That's your inauguration into becoming a Hoosier. So, Dylan, you are officially a Hoosier now.
Even though I've lived here for 21 years.
Yeah.
Gunner?
No alcohol on Sundays.
Oh yes.
Ooh. Yeah. Despite that law being overturned.
Yeah. It's a somewhat. Stereotype still. It's still like a known stereotype.
That's interesting. I actually never heard of that one.
Really?
What?
Blue laws? That's crazy. Oh, because you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I believe that might be why.
That's right. I forgot I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And therefore, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints don't drink alcohol.
Yes. But blue laws,
just
yes.
Just a disclaimer, I actually, guys, I know I was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That was a bit.
Yes.
I did not forget. But-
Man's had to clear his name real quick. he had to beat the forgetting allegations.
He incriminated himself and then had to clear the beef.
Dude, I'm dying right now. Oh man. All right, Gabe.
All right, I'm gonna say there are plenty I could choose from. I'm gonna say basketball. We're known for our love of basketball.
College basketball.
Yes, basketball specifically. But, you know, we love our Pacers, too.
Yes. Excellent. Stereotypes, everyone. Let's actually get right into the list. How about that?
Yes, please.
All right. So the first one on this list is... This is the website. It's 12 stereotypes about Indiana that need to be put to rest right now. Yes. Right now. Right this instant.
Like, right now?
Yeah. Like, capital letters... 3 exclamation marks.
Wow.
Done.
Okay, a little aggressive.
I know. The first one says one word. Corn.
Of course.
There you go.
So Ben...
I knew it.
Ben gets 10 whole dollars because he guessed...
What? There's money involved?
No, there isn't.
Oh, anyway. Come on.
You said corn, yes?
Yes.
Just double checking.
Yes.
I heard it. I heard the P word, and I did not know Indiana was known for that. But
corn.
Minus $10 for Gunner.
Yes.
My bad, guys.
Oh my gosh. All right. So yeah, so corn. What do you guys think of this? Do you think this one needs to be put to rest? Do you think it's true? Like,
it's relatively true. It's you anywhere you go in like the rural areas of Indiana, there's cornfields. No, maybe bean fields, but like,
yes. I was gonna say the only thing I'd do is add another stereotype to it and say soybeans as well, because it's corn and soybeans because of the nitrogen cycle. You gotta put you have to put soybeans after corn and corn after soybeans. So I mean, we grow just as much soy as we do corn, it seems like, at least. So I wish it was both. I wish they were together.
You can call us real soy boys.
Yeah, we are.
It's a pretty dang red state. I don't know what
you're talking seriously about. We pissed off all of our listeners by saying that one.
All right. But okay, so I pulled up some facts here, right?
Yeah.
Of corn production. Okay. And this isn't going to be a quiz-based episode, really. Just more of like a review, just opinions and whatnot. But I do want to throw in a little bit of a quiz. How about that?
I'm down.
Yeah.
All right. Out of all of the states, which one has the highest corn production? Is it California, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, or Illinois?
That's my buzzer noise.
Beep, 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 that's your buzzer?
Yeah.
Gabe, go for it.
I would say I was thinking Iowa before you said it, and then you said Iowa. I think it's Iowa.
I think it's Iowa.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Gabe saying Iowa. We got Ben saying Iowa.
I think it's Nebraska.
Yeah. Nebraska.
I was about to say, boy was trying to sneak in Nebraska into that, so I'll go ahead and say that too.
Nebraska. Okay. Well, you guys are about to be very shaken. At least half of you guys are going to be shaken, because the real answer is Iowa.
Yes.
Dang.
Now, here's actually where, like, another question comes in. Like, where do you think Indiana ranks on this list? Because Iowa is number one at 2.5 billion bushels produced annually.
I'm going to say Indiana is relatively low on that scale.
Really?
Yes, because the reason why we, like, the corn that we produce, I've been told, is corn that directly goes to feeding farm animals rather than it
that
actually
is true.
Going to, like, feeding the community and feeding people. And so I think the outtake of corn from here is actually drastically lower compared to, like, Iowa.
I'm going to say, in terms of place, I think we're anywhere from third to fifth place. I'm going to say third place. I think we're third place.
Okay. I'm going to say seventh place.
Seventh place, okay.
Oh, wait, were we supposed to give places?
I don't know, I just did.
I'll give, like, tenth place.
It's, like, fifth place.
Okay.
Dang, okay. Well, this is probably going to shock you guys. Dylan, like, you were kind of on the right idea where it's, like, we're kind of low down there, but it's, like, not too far. Ben was actually correct. It's number five.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Heck yeah.
I remember seeing something about that once, like that we were, I thought we were either fifth or sixth or something like that, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were completely correct. It goes Iowa at 2.5 billion bushels, Illinois at 2.3 billion, Nebraska, Minnesota, and then Indiana.
Nice. Well, you know.
Cool. I actually don't know.
Yeah. I don't know now, either. So
here's another little fun fact too. So I think where the corn stereotype comes from, besides like just all the cornfields, I think it also comes from how much popcorn Indiana produces.
Oh, okay.
Because Nebraska is like the top producing state of popcorn, and it's followed very closely by Indiana.
I did not know that. I never knew we were big in popcorn production.
Oh yeah, it's massive. It's like over 97,000 acres of popcorn stock.
Honestly, I am proud of that. I'm more proud of that than I am of animal feed corn. Although animal feed corn is very, very important. That is some cool stuff.
Oh yeah. All right, you guys ready for the next stereotype that's coming up?
Yes.
All right, number two is, it says, if you live in southern Indiana, you think everything tastes better after being tossed in the deep fryer.
Mm. Huh.
Now, well, is this just a southern Indiana thing? Because, like, I think everything tastes better.
As somebody who lived in southern Indiana for a whole year, I think that's directly linked to the fact that Evansville was one of the most obese.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Cities in America. So I don't necessarily think that is very true.
I was thinking, so the only things I really know about southern Indiana is that it is one of the poorer parts of Indiana. It's like the hillier part of Indiana, and that it's more culturally German. There's like more German ancestry down there. I don't think Germans are particularly known for their love of deep fried food. I think maybe he was trying to go for like a southern thing, because southern Indiana is, I think, more culturally like closer to Kentucky than it is to the rest. I don't know either. Me neither.
Me neither. The third one actually kind of goes along with the southern Indiana stereotypes, which I don't know why this website is just hating on southern Indiana, but it says everyone in southern Indiana either owns or knows someone who owns a tractor.
Oh gosh.
Take a ride in my big green tractor.
I mean, once again, speaking of somebody who lived in Evansville for a year, I've seen more tractors than I have in Evansville than I've seen in Indiana, but also to go off
my brother like in Christ, Evansville is in Indiana.
Shut up! I was gonna say Indianapolis. I've seen more tractors in Evansville than I've seen in Indianapolis, but also I've seen more tractors in Greenfield than I've seen in Evansville. So it's
fair.
You know, I think it's just attributed to any rural area of Indiana,
and it's just like. Again, southern Indiana is the hilliest part of Indiana, which I don't think is as good for farming than the flat plains of northern and central Indiana. So if anything, I'd think that'd be the opposite. But
I think it's a little warmer down there as well.
True.
I don't know. They probably make do.
Southern Indiana boys make do.
Actually, this next one's kind of weird. It says... Greenfield is the cannibal capital of the world.
True.
That is 100% true. Do not let Ben convince you otherwise. It is
100% true.
The government is lying to you if they say otherwise.
Yes, the most true. It is the cannibal capital of the world. Avoid Hancock County in general if you're traveling through Indiana. it's not pretty out there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
My uncle got 8.
Yep.
Yeah. He got 8. He got 8 what? All right, number 4. This one might make you guys a little mad, Or you might be over here like, what the heck? But if you are in your late 20s and don't have at least one or two kids, you probably weren't born in Indiana.
I mean...
What?
Our friend Ben is getting married.
Wait, Ben? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, Ben, do you have intentions to have kids in the near future?
Yeah. And why didn't you marry me?
And if you don't want to disclose that on the podcast, it is actually a personal question.
I mean, we don't have any plans anytime soon, no.
Okay.
Okay, but Ben, one more question. How are babies made?
Yeah, I've always been wondering that, and you're the closest one out of all of us, so like
you know, my parents didn't really talk much about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the real story.
It is. I've met him, actually.
Wow.
What's his name?
Frederick.
Wow. No way.
Wow.
But wait, so then how did Frederick...
I've heard of him.
Wait, but how was Frederick created, then?
Yeah. Where'd Frederick...
He doesn't like to talk about that.
It's a bad time in his life.
Fair enough. Yeah. I won't press any buttons on Frederick.
I have a problem. I just saw, like, bounty out for Frederick for $50,000.
Oh, no.
Wait, why?
That could cover the cost of two kids.
Okay.
Classic Frederick.
I wonder what Frederick did. Probably didn't like pay his taxes again.
Made too many babies.
Somebody probably asked him
the
question.
Yes.
Honestly, you know, maybe if a bird is making babies, like, that's probably illegal.
Wait, how's the bird making babies, though?
Moving on. Number five. You either love the Colts or you leave the state. So I personally don't like the Colts. That's why I left.
Yeah, that is the primary reason.
I really do not like the Colts either, but I have no choice but to stay here.
Yeah, be hostage.
Andrew Luck personally went to your house and is holding you down. Yeah, that's why you retired.
He lives in the guest bedroom.
He retired to Dylan's place. But I mean, the Colts are my favorite football team, but I'm not too into football. So I mean, okay.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I got one thing to say to you. Fuck you for leaving the state of Indiana.
Whoa! Bro! Guys, I went to another I state. Go ahead.
No, never mind. I'm not going to keep dragging out the beef.
All right. Number seven. If it is more than 50 degrees outside, it's time to start wearing shorts and a tank top again.
Tank top? I mean, okay.
I personally don't wear tank tops.
I don't personally wear tank tops either, but absolutely over 50 degrees, I'm saying it's spring or summer.
You know, if we were going by that logic with the weather we've been having recently, I don't think you'd even want to be outside. Unless you want to get swept up by a ravaging tornado coming across the Midwest, but
we've had in the past like 5 days, Jeremy, there have been two separate tornado watches for like the entirety of central Indiana and southern Indiana, and I think there were like 19 tornadoes a few days ago in southern Indiana. So pretty cool. Yeah,
over here it's just snowing still.
Oh my gosh, that's sad.
Yeah, this is terrible. I'm just cold. But no, I think this is facts.
I think that's true for like any northern state though. You know. Like as long as there is a winter, as soon as it's 50 degrees, cuz that's 50 degrees is pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my gosh. Gunner.
Yep.
Number 9. Hoosiers find it shocking to hear a friend talk about buying alcohol on Sunday in another state.
Hmm.
There you go. What? How is this a stereotype?
Yeah. So they were the blue laws, and it's the same law that doesn't allow you to buy cars on Sunday. But that was like changed recently, and now on Sundays from noon to 8 p.m. you can buy alcohol in the state of Indiana. And I work in retail, so apparently I don't personally work at checkout, but the folks that work at checkout get pretty like they have fun telling people like at 8:01 that they can't buy alcohol anymore. So it's still kind of there, but for the most part, it's gone.
What?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Just let a man buy a beer.
Just want a beer, for God's sakes.
What is this, Prohibition? It's like Prohibition light version.
For real. I think a few states have blue laws, but... I hope that's what they're called. I'm going to sound like such an idiot if they're like called like no alcohol on Sunday laws or something. I'm just assigning a random ass color to their name.
Editor note right here.
I'm going to look it up.
Wait.
Probably dry laws or something.
Okay, Jeremy, yeah. They're called blue laws. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Do you even have to follow those laws, Jeremy?
I guess not because I don't drink.
Oh, I was going for the fact that you're colorblind, but that works too.
Jesus.
Did someone say blue laws? It's purple.
Have we ever discussed Jeremy's colorblindness on the podcast?
Not that much, actually.
I don't think we have. One time I went in the green field thinking it was red field, and
man's got eight. That's why he left Indiana.
I got eight of them. All right. Next up, number 10. I think we skipped a few. I don't know which ones I skipped. If it's Pepsi, it's Coke. If it's Dr. Nope. Pepper, it's Coke.
No. Nope.
If it's carbonated, it's Coke.
Nope.
Get
nope.
it?
No. Not yeah, once so I've followed that suit.
That sealed the deal that this person was not from Indiana. Or they were from Indiana, but they were from, like, Jasper, which is way down south. Yeah, that's a southern thing. Indiana, honestly, Indiana's known for calling it pop. Is that what you guys say, pop?
I say soda.
I say soda as well.
I call everything Coke. I'm not gonna lie. I call
really?
Everything Coke. Yeah,
Jeremy,
I kid you not.
Wow, I was not expecting that.
Yeah,
the one who's not in Indiana though.
Yeah. True.
I'm older than all y'all. All right, next up. If it burns, toss it in the bonfire.
When did we light a bonfire?
What? Why are we lighting bonfires?
I'm in an apartment.
Why are we lighting fires?
I would not throw tax documents into the bonfire.
Yeah, no, I definitely would not do that either.
Guys, I must be the most Hoosier person here because I do that.
I can
throw tax documents, I should say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a very Hoosier thing to do, Jeremy.
I can attest to several members of my family who have been known to throw things in the trash barrel outside and burn them.
Yeah, okay, yeah. My dad does that every once in a while. He has like a trash barrel that's literally like the bonfire. And I think that bonfires are kind of social events. I don't know if that's unique to Indiana, but like, have you guys ever been invited to a bonfire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. Maybe.
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 And then here's the last one. This one, I think we can have a good discussion on. So Hoosiers in central Indiana think they are normal, while they think Hoosiers in northern and southern Indiana are hicks. Northern and southern Hoosiers tend to think central Hoosiers are spoiled and weird.
Hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's like necessarily wrong, but I think it's more based on political bias rather than like
yeah
anything else.
Yeah.
Can I just say like one thing?
Yeah, please.
Frickin' Carmel, Indiana.
Oh, boo.
Okay. Yeah, Carmel, Indiana. I think anybody in the state can agree is like way too like highbrow.
Did you guys see that TikTok of them touring their high school?
No. Yes.
Oh, it has like 1.3 million likes. It is the most bougie school. It's like, where do they get this money? It is, oh. They, yeah, oh.
One of, One of you guys got to send me a link to that, because
I'd be curious. I have it saved. Let me save it. Let me send it to you right now. I have it saved on TikTok. Just say.
The last TikTok you sent me, I'm actually going to kill you for.
Maybe one day we'll talk about that TikTok. Okay. Let me kinda, okay. Here it is. I'm sending it to you, Dylan, so you can take a look at this.
Right, I'll look at it later, though.
I don't think
it starts blasting it.
I don't think of Lake and Porter counties as hick. I don't think of South Bend as hick. Elkhart, okay. Okay, it's a little redneck in Elkhart. But for the most part, I don't think Northern Indiana's super hick. Southern Indiana, I don't know well enough. So maybe. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Dylan, what do you think of Southern Indiana?
It's boring.
That's the worst crime it commits. It's boring.
I went to the most populated city in Southern Indiana.
Yes.
And the only thing they had going for them was the fall festival.
Yes.
And the Heidi Shrine Circus, which I made a whole hullabaloo in like a public speaking speech about them still using animals for entertainment, like elephants specifically.
Oh gosh, they do. Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's cringe.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They deep fry the elephant afterwards. What? That's all right. That's actually terrible. Hang on.
Yeah, I saw it with my own eye.
That's where they get elephant ears. No.
All the stereotypes are true. They use elephants for entertainment, then they fry them, and then they throw them in the bonfire.
They don't even like eat anything. They just fry it before throwing it in the fire.
And then they run it over with a tractor.
And they don't drink alcohol because it's Sunday.
Bro, imagine spending your Sunday not drinking alcohol, deep frying a whole elephant, and then crushing it with your big green tractor in the middle of nowhere in your cornfield.
That's my kind of Sunday. Oh my
god.
Well,
gosh. I think that was all of the stereotypes wrapped into one sentence. What do you guys think of those?
I think they were written by somebody who maybe was from Louisville. That's my best guess.
Kentuckians.
Is that really what you were laughing at?
Yeah.
I think it might. It might have been
what
somebody.
Forget it. Go ahead,
yeah,
Gabe.
I don't know either, Gunner.
Okay.
Maybe because I think he's just laughing at the fact that Kentuckians exist. Maybe. But yeah, maybe somebody from Kentucky or a further southern state that just associates Indiana because we're, you know, conventionally conservative. It's a red state. Even though the largest population centers are blue, like Lake and Porter counties and Marion County and some of the surrounding counties, it's still mostly a red state. So I think maybe they just kind of considered us a southern state. I don't know. But not a fan. I don't think they were very accurate. But then again,
they were pretty accurate on some things.
Yes, but the entire article was that they need to be put to rest. So is the article itself saying that they are wrong?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think these are the ones that they need to end right now. But I was wanting to run them through by you guys to see if like maybe they should die or not.
I think some of them should and some of them should.
I agree.
Wow. What a great discussion. Today we just fended off some stereotypes and put some others to rest.
Yes.
And created more.
Yeah.
Yes.
The elephant. I don't want to go to Evansville.
The elephant incident.
I'm 78.
the blizzard of 78. That's an Indiana thing. But anyway, are we done with our main segment, Jeremy? I'm sorry. I don't want to end
we
your segment for you.
We are done with our main segment. Okay. I have nothing left to say.
Okay.
He's not talking
ready?
For the rest of the episode.
Are you guys ready for some weird news?
Sure.
Okay. So, as always, this is straight from the Associated Press. An Australian company on Tuesday lifted the glass on a meatball made of lab-grown cultured meat using the genetic sequence from a long-extinct pachyderm, I want to say, saying it was meant to fire up public debate about the high-tech treat. The launch in an Amsterdam science museum came just days before April 1st, so there was an elephant in the room, but hopefully not in Evansville. Is this for real? This is not an April Fool's joke, said Tim Noakesmith, founder of Australian startup Vow. This is real innovation. So this is essentially, it hasn't really said it yet, but this is essentially meat that was grown that was mammoth meat.
What?
Yes. So let's continue.
I'll take some.
Cultivated meat, also called cultured or cell-based meat, is made from animal cells. Livestock doesn't need to be killed to produce it, which advocates say is better not just for the animals, but also for the environment. Vow, the company that I stated previously, used publicly available genetic information from the mammoth, filled missing parts with genetic data from its closest living relative, the African elephant, and inserted it into a sheep cell, Noakesmith said. Given the right conditions in the lab, the cells multiplied until they were enough to roll up into the meatball. So Evansville will no longer have to try as hard for their monthly or their yearly festival. More than 100 companies around the world are working on cultivated meat products, many of them startups like Vow. So what do we think of that off the bat?
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's not exactly...
But also kind of gross.
Yeah, yeah. It's not exactly mammoth meat, but it's as close to mammoth meat as you can possibly get. Would you guys eat it?
Yeah, I'd try it at least.
I'd try it too, yeah.
Dude, for the bragging rights, I would.
For real.
I don't know. It might affect my Crohn's.
Fair.
Roger wouldn't like that.
No.
Experts say that if the technology is widely adopted, it could vastly reduce the environmental impact of global meat production in the future. Currently, billions of acres of land are used for agriculture worldwide, which we know very well in the state of Indiana. The mammoth meatball is a one-off and has not been tasted even by its creators, nor is it planned to be put into commercial production. So you're not going to find mammoth meat at your local Fresh Time or at your local Kroger. Instead, it was presented as a source of protein that would get people talking about the future of meat. So it was really just a PR stunt. So I'd still try it. I kind of want to find it and like cook it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
What do you guys
think? Like, what kind of diseases would it have? Like,
I'd none.
I get like salmonella.
I don't think so, because it's lab grown, so there it hasn't had contact with anything other than lab. It's like should be completely sterile in theory. But what do you guys think of like the ethics of that, of making woolly mammoth meat, and thinking about making non-animal sourced meat? Like, it's an animal meat, but it's not sourced from an actual animal.
I think it's weird that it's sourced from a mammoth, but
yes.
I don't know. I think it's cool that we're lab growing stuff. Like, I don't think it's unethical because, like, we're not killing animals,
so. Yeah, nobody's getting hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Except for Roger.
Yeah, Roger.
Yeah, except for me. I'm the only one getting hurt out of this whole ordeal.
Just don't add any pepper to the meat. It'll be okay. Yeah, so I'm down. If somebody handed me a cow, like a cow burger, you know, just like a beef, and I ate it, and they said, "Joke's on you, dumbass! I grew that in my lab." I'd be cool with it, I think.
Yeah,
I'd be cool with that too.
Yeah. All right, that's the end of our weird news for today.
Excellent.
Yes.
Next up, do we have a drug fact of the day?
We sure do. So today we're going to be talking about drug class called proton pump inhibitors, PPIs. Ooh. And they're basically...
You said PP.
Yeah, I sure did. so they're just... they're basically... proton pump inhibitors, so all they're meant to do is to block protons from entering his stomach and prevent a acid environment from too acidic of an environment from being created in the stomach. You may recognize a few. They would be omeprazole, esomeprazole, lansoprazole, pantoprazole, or you may know them by their brand names like Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium, Protonix. But yep, if you ever have a upset tummy and you think you might be because of too acidic of an environment, which you can usually tell like from like acid reflux and stuff like that, and that burning sensation, or you're just really like burpy, you can always take a PPI. I would suggest talking to your doctor first if you're on other medications or you have some like heart conditions or something like that. But yep, you can consider taking a PPI, or you could take it over the counter too as something to counteract it. So yep, PPIs for today.
Very cool.
Very cool.
I've got a question, Gunner.
Yes.
So are the terms like PPI and antacid just kind of interchangeable?
No. Antacid is PPI is a class of medication, and then antacid is a salt that buffers the acidic environment in the stomach.
If that makes sense.
So yeah.
So I wonder what's the point of taking, because like, you know, if the environment is too acidic, why not just take something that would kind of, you know, like an antacid that would just help it not be as acidic of an environment, as opposed to a PPI.
So PPI, the appeal of taking that, one, it's better long term for you.
Okay.
And then it has more extended effects, and it works pretty well. So. The thing with antacid is it creates a buffer environment, but gradually that buffer environment gets digested, and more protons enter and it becomes acidic again. But the idea of a PPI is that you take it, it blocks protons from entering, so it's kind of just at this stagnant pH. It's not irritable, can kind of help keep that. It keeps it at this one pH for a more extended period of time. Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Yes. Yeah.
And PPIs, you can get some PPIs over the counter, but they're most commonly prescribed. Antacids are strictly over the counter. They don't really get prescribed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Very nice. Yep. Roblox cool. Game of the Week.
You want one? It's yours, my friend. Two. As long as you have enough rupees. let me think here. I have one in mind, but I'm afraid we did it last time. It's been a minute since we've done our recording last episode. So I'm going to go ahead and shout out another oldie. So one tycoon that came out around the era of, I believe, 2015. Yep. This tycoon came out around 2015. It was definitely more advanced for the tycoons at the time, but one thing is for certain, it definitely grasped the attention of audiences, and that's what Haggy125's Retail Tycoon exactly did. Retail Tycoon is a very fun tycoon where you literally get to build a retail store of your dreams, and the goal is to make sure that you can get your store to turn out the most maximized profits and to achieve the best rating, which is a 5-star store. I've played this game for such a long time now. I still play it infrequently to this day. It's not as popular as it once was back in the past, but one thing is for certain is that it's still kind of a special place in my heart. So if you're looking for a really fun tycoon that's a bit more advanced than the typical tycoons you see on Roblox, Retail Tycoon by Haggy125 is your choice to go.
I have never heard of that one.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
Better. That's why I recommend it.
Okay.
Anyway.
What do we got next? What do we got next?
Do we want to do, I say either Car Fact or Ben's Law.
Ben's Second Law.
Yeah. Okay, I can do that. So today what we're going to be talking about is car accidents, which, we've all been there. It happens to everyone. So there's a common misconception that when there is an accident, no matter what, you have to call the police. And that is actually not true. As long as nobody's injured and there's not like extreme damage to either the vehicles or any other kind of property, all you have to do is, you know, just confirm no injuries, swap insurance, and you're good to go on your way. So the only time you need to actually call the police is if there's an injury, death, or total property damage of $1,000 or more, which, you know, that's just kind of something that you have to estimate. And then to kind of go off of that, I'm also going to talk about leaving the scene of an accident. So any operator of a motor vehicle who knowingly or intentionally leaves the scene of an accident commits a Class B misdemeanor, but there are also some other factors that are taken into play that could bring that all the way down to a level 3 felony.
Wow.
And so that kind of just involves serious injuries. If there's a serious injury that occurs and then you leave the scene of an accident, that's going to be more of a felony. So just make sure whenever you get in your next accident, hopefully that doesn't happen, but you know, it's life. Just go down the checklist. Is anybody hurt? Have I swapped insurance? Then you're good to go.
That's actually really interesting that you mentioned that, because I remember one time when I was working for a delivery driver service, I was backing out and then bumped into a car, and then some people that witnessed it were like, dude, you can't leave. We gotta call the cops. And then I'm like, gosh, dang it, dude. I have so many things I gotta deliver though. I got food that's gonna go bad. And they're like, nah, man, we gotta do this. And then I was like, okay, fine. And then I waited there for like hours, and then they finally showed up and they were like, oh, that damage was already there. You're good to go, kid. And I'm like, gosh, damn.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
So I could have just avoided the whole thing by just, I don't know, putting my insurance on there and just being like, yo, I caused a little bump.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
And that's also another thing, too. It's crazy that you mentioned that, because, like, get this. I had an incident one time, you know, 5 whole cars completely totaled by me, and I didn't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan, you know, IMPD is still investigating that. There were 7 people killed.
There wasn't any blood on the vehicle.
But that was because you threw out the bleeding person and stole their car to then total that car.
You don't know. Were you there?
You told me that. You were bragging about it the night of.
Nothing's real unless you got evidence, buddy.
You called him goofy.
It already didn't happen. For legal reasons, everyone, that's a joke.
Legal reasons, I have not killed 5 people and totaled 5 cars and did not report it to the police.
Wasn't it 7 people? So 2 people
up,
you did kill.
Shut up.
Moving on.
Anyway.
To car facts.
Yeah, speaking of cars and car accidents, what do you guys want in a road trip car? Like, when you think of a road trip car, what do you expect? What do you want?
Something that can tow my RV.
Okay, that's
big.
Wow.
SUV.
Yes, big SUV.
Legroom.
A big legroom. SUV.
Naked men.
Yes, that's a given, and at least in our road trips. Okay. So,
excuse me.
What if I told you could get all of that? Well, not all of it, unfortunately, but quite a few of those. And a literal refrigerator in your car.
Whoa.
Yeah. In certain 2009 to 2012 Ford Flex models, you can get exactly that. You can get a refrigerator OEM from Ford. It's in the second row of a relatively rare spec of this vehicle, which I don't know if you guys have seen these cars, but they are like road trip machines. Like, just look up Ford Flex. They are like built for the road trip, and they've always been a dream car of mine. Despite being ugly as sin, because they are hideous. As far as I can tell, Ford completely stopped putting these little refrigerators in the back of these cars starting in the 2013 model year, and they have since stopped making the Ford Flex. So, and I think that was one of the biggest L's Ford has ever taken. I want to send you a picture. I'm gonna try to send you a picture over Discord of this refrigerator. Okay, so I just sent you guys the pictures. I figured it out. What do you guys think of this little thing?
Whoa, I didn't need to see that, Gabe. That's
oh, sorry. Okay, wow. That was the wrong picture. Okay.
Is that a turtle in the car?
That's what no. I'm saying. Why isn't a turtle in the car?
That isn't okay. Okay, these are the correct pictures.
Yo, we got some Cokes in there.
Those are Pepsis.
Those are Bud Lights.
Actually, it just says cola.
Shut up.
Man saw a blue can and said, Coke?
I'm from Indiana. What can I say?
And you're colorblind.
Okay, is that sushi in the third picture?
Yes, that is sushi, to give you a scale of the little refrigerator.
Man, I love sushi on road trips.
Yeah, me
while
too.
While driving.
Sounds yep. like a bad okay. idea.
So no matter what, you can't eat this while driving because it's between the rear, like the passenger, the rear passenger seats. It's really just to keep a few cans of Coke or something in and pass them around on a road trip. I still think it's a really cool feature that's not in any cars today. So what do you guys think of the Ford Flex's car fridge?
I love that.
I enjoy that quite a bit.
Me too.
It definitely, like, 10. You know, it's definitely useful, but, like, I'm just saying, what's wrong with just having a cooler in the back of the trunk, and then whenever you're like, hey, can I get a Coke? Just one of the people who's in the rear seat go back and pull it out of the cooler.
Well, first of all, this is more convenient.
Up a good point.
This is more convenient. Also, with a cooler comes ice, and with ice comes water, and with water comes leaks. So
yeah, and water comes dumping it out into the grass.
I'm not cooking anything. They're getting colder.
Can we move on?
Yes, please.
I have some gym rat slander.
Oh, heck yeah.
So this is actually something that's going to be really interesting for you fellas.
Okay.
So today for gym rat slander, we're talking a little more about fat and types of fat.
Okay.
I'll keep this pretty simple. I learned this in nutrition class that I took this semester, and I thought this was really fascinating. So, do you guys know body fat percentage?
BMI or like actual percentage?
No. So BMI calculates how, like, what you should weigh based on your height and weight.
Yes.
But that doesn't take into fact, like, there's like a lot of problems with it. It doesn't take into fact how much muscle you have, your bone density, really, your genetics. How much of that fat is unhealthy fat and what is good fat.
Yeah.
It takes out a lot of those factors. But body fat percentage is actually becoming more like body composition. Like, if we were to deconstruct Gabe over here into all his bones into one pile, all his muscles into another, and then like all his fat into another, and then like a bunch of other miscellaneous stuff, like that's how much each part of your body would weigh.
Yes.
So,
go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just going to say this is starting to sound a lot like Greenfield, my last experience in Greenfield.
Gosh dang.
Sorry, continue. I'm sorry.
That was really okay. So there's two types of fat, actually, or let me finish with body fat percentage. Body fat percentage is how much body fat makes up how much you weigh, right? So men usually want to stay around the 10 to 15% body fat percentage range.
Mm-hmm.
Anything less than that and you'll start to not function as well. Anything more than that could lead to unhealthy side effects. Women should be around 20 to 30 percent, which you might be like, whoa, that's a lot, but actually that's normal.
Yeah.
And there's also two types of fats. There's subcutaneous and there is visceral. Visceral is the stuff that's not good for you. That's the stuff that is underneath your muscles. It sticks around your organs, and that is what causes like blood clots and heart disease and all that. Subcutaneous, that's the stuff that is on the outside of your muscles, and that's the stuff that you can pinch. So if you like go down to your belly and you can pinch the skin around it, then you have a good amount of subcutaneous fat. That stuff does not cause problems.
Okay.
It actually keeps you alive.
Whoa.
Yes. So a lot of people will mistake that kind of fat for unhealthy fat. When really, like most of us, we probably don't have that much visceral fat underneath.
Okay.
And it's actually really interesting because not only does diet help out with getting rid of visceral fat, but also exercise is a huge factor in this, because when we exercise, do like weight training or whatever, it actually builds up enzymes that will clear out the visceral fat over time.
Okay.
So it was actually determined that not only is diet really important, but if anything, one of the biggest, if we can't control our diet, then our level of activity is probably the biggest factor in that.
Very nice to know.
Yes.
Yes.
Very cool. And just make sure to not get rid of all of your subcutaneous fat, because that stuff will literally die without it.
That's what the Greenfielders are after, the subcutaneous.
This is a message brought to you by Greenfield.
Please be as fatty as possible. Fatten yourself up before you drive on Interstate 70 through Greenfield. Please.
They're begging you. But that is my gym rat slander.
Very nice, Joe. All right. Thank you. Are we ready for our local artist of the week?
I think so.
I was born ready, actually.
Yes. Okay. This week, I have a real treat for you guys. We're heading to the great city of Indianapolis. In classic Reality with a Twist fashion, we're going to be listening to indie rock today. Fever Dream is said indie-based indie rock. Indie-based indie rock band. That's actually what I have written down. Wow. Indie-based indie rock band formed in fall of 2019, and they've been gigging since 2021. On their Spotify page, they describe their music as, quote, percussive, driving rhythms accompanied by well-timed vocal melodies and intentionally placed lead patterns, unquote. I'm doing something relatively new, with which I'm taking some inspiration from something I heard on Jeremy's Idaho Artist of the Week last week. And I'm actually asking bands if they have any kind of story or meaning behind the song they're wanting us to shout out. And this is completely optional to our bands, but still. Our local band, Fever Dream, simply said they want people to dance as much as possible with their music. That being said, after we played their song Sugar Skull, which they say people tend to gravitate towards, I want you guys to tell me whether you danced or not. So we're going to go person by person, and I want you to tell me if you danced or not. Personally, from listening to this track already, I find it pretty hard not to dance. Without further ado, are you guys ready to hear Sugar Skull by Fever Dream?
I am.
Let's hear it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah! Nick and Grandma! Okay, 3, 2, 1. Sugar Skull by Fever Dream. What do we think, fellas?
That was a dancing song. It kind of gave me like Killers vibes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I think I'm fangirling.
Oh yeah. I hear the Killers. Yeah, I hear kind of more of like a, like an indie rockish, like later twist to the Killers. The words I wrote down were catchy, polished, and incredibly indie sounding vocals and instruments. As dumb as that sounds, describing an indie rock song as indie, but really, like, the voice almost sounded like it had like a Vampire Weekend esque thing to it. Mm. It's been a while since I've listened to Vampire Weekend, but yeah, I really like the sound, and I definitely danced. So did you guys dance at all?
There was some head bobbing.
Oh, I hit the Opa Gangnam style.
I'd say head bobbing.
Dylan, did you say the Opa Gangnam style?
Yeah.
It's great, Dylan. I'm so happy. Okay, so that's all of us dance? All of us dance a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah, that's a great song. Please check out their Instagram. Let me find her. I think it's literally just Fever Dream Band. Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm always lacking on the Instagrams. Yeah, Fever Dream the Band, all one word. Their name is stylized, either all caps or just regular, all one word with a period. Fever Dream period. And they are at Fever Dream the Band. Of course, the link will be in the description of the podcast. A big fan of them. Very nice of them to let us shout them out. So that is our local artist of the week.
Okay. Yes. Can we just say, like, we're adding a whole new stereotype to Indiana by having great bands.
Yes, and that's that is one of my goals, because Indiana really has an amazing music scene. Literally from Terre Haute to Bloomington to West Lafayette, or to Lafayette generally, to Muncie, to Indianapolis, to Fort Wayne, all over the state. Has a great music scene, and I think it's underrated. So,
I haven't heard Evansville or Greenfield.
Actually. Yeah, yeah, yet to have a band from there, but I would be happy to have the Cannibals from Greenfield come on the podcast.
Can we please start a band called the Cannibals
and move to Greenfield?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right. I think that's all of our segments, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe.
So now we're gonna be going on to the next portion, the very last portion of the show, and that is, what are the odds?
My favorite.
Yes. Dylan, how do you describe what are the odds in every episode?
The best worst part of every episode.
Exactly. So what are the odds is a combination of a dare and a bet. There's an odds asker and a victim. The odds asker dares the victim to do a dare, and the victim gets to set their own likelihood of doing it by setting a number. The higher the number, the less likely they are to have to do it. A third party counts down from 3, 3, 2, 1, and the odds asker and the victim say a number between 1 and the number they set at the same time. If they say the same number, they have to do the dare. If none of our dares hit, we will do a descending odds, which is pretty self-explanatory. You will get it if we get there.
All right.
Nice.
Yes.
I can start first.
Okay, go ahead.
Gunner.
Yeah.
What are the odds that you... Okay, so first off, the boys were going to write a script for you, right? And it's going to be a promo script, almost. And you record it, and it plays throughout the entire next episode like a commercial break. just like a constant commercial break.
Cometh, gather around.
So you want me to record a promo that we promote during our own podcast?
Yes.
Come on, our own.
But we
mic.
Write it.
But you guys write it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so we're writing good. It. That's so good.
Five.
All right, I'll count down.
Okay.
Three. All right. Two. One.
Four.
Three.
No! Dang it.
That's so funny, though.
Oh, that's so good.
Listen to Reality with the Twist while you're listening to Reality with the Twist.
Just a constant commercial break.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. Okay.
I got one for Ben.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ben, you're in an academic building right now, right?
Yes.
And there are people outside?
I could. It might take a little bit of a walk to find somebody at this hour, but I'm sure I could.
All right. Well, what are the odds you go find somebody and you say, "Here's some twerking for you"? Just start going ham.
And you have to record it too.
Oh man, that's bad. 60
at a Christian university. All right. You want me to count down?
Sure.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
42.
17. Oh
no,
that's a bad one.
That almost added up, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
One off.
Yeah. Okay.
Math that quick.
You guys mind if I go next?
Go for it.
Sure.
All right. Dylan.
Oh, never mind. What
are the odds that for the next 3 episodes, no matter what odds you get asked, your odds can't be higher than 8?
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh.
It's a good one, too.
Oh, man.
How badly do I want to screw myself here?
He said 8.
I imagine.
I'll say 30.
30, okay.
All right, I'll count down. 3, okay. 2, 1.
24.
16.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, I've got one. Okay. Gabe, you haven't been asked yet, right?
No.
Okay. Gabe, what are the odds that you record yourself doing just like a really energetic, fast-paced dance with no music playing at all, just dead silent, and then you send it to Fever Dream and say, "Me when I listen to Skulk."
I want to make sure there's like breathing sounds and stuff. Like,
you do like the TikTok 2x speed as well.
Yeah, I was going to say I could speed it up. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's really funny. I'll also upload it to the Instagram if that happens.
Yes, please.
I'll say that's funny. I'll say 20.
Okay.
All right, I'll count you guys down.
I can count down.
Oh, I'll do it.
Yeah, Dylan. Get out of here.
3, 2, 1.
2.
16. Oh.
God, a lot of good ones.
Oh, my gosh.
We're still waiting on one odds, correct?
Me. That's yes. Me. Who has not been asked for an odds yet?
Jeremy has.
Jeremy? I was thinking Jeremy, too. No. So I'll go ahead and ask Jeremy. Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
What are the odds that... this could be a throwback to one of our recent odds that I had to do. What are the odds that on Instagram, you have to first create a story post where you pretty much like direct your audience of people like, "Hey, guys, I've been working on strengthening my vocal cords, and I've been getting really good at singing. So I wanted to see if you guys could give me some feedback on how I'm doing with my vocal practice and give me some honest feedback." And the next story has to include a text box where people can include their feedback. And it's just a terrible video of you doing the most, like, like that on Instagram for like a solid minute. Like a whole minute of that.
Oh, no. I'll do 20 for that.
I'll count down.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
1.
17.
No. No takers. Okay. Nope. We have a good lot to choose from.
Really. Oh my gosh. I don't want to vote for my own, but I think the promo one.
That is so funny. No, I'm between that.
I think the Fever Dream one.
Or the Fever Dream one.
Oh gosh.
Gabe, what was yours again?
Mine was for the next 3 episodes, no matter what odds you're asked, you can't say anything higher than 8.
Okay. And Gunnar, what was yours?
Here's some twerking for you.
Oh. You asked.
Yeah, I don't want to. I hate to vote for my own, but I'm also going to vote for Fever Dream.
Fever Dream. Oh.
I mean, I'm very cross between the 8 odds and Fever Dream as well.
I'm going to do Fever Dream personally.
Okay, then let's do Fever Dream.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, that's that.
Just know, I'm bringing back the promo one next episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really like that one. I'm also bringing back the Odds Higher Than 8. I don't know if it'll be next episode, but it'll be eventually. Okay,
I'm also bringing Sexy back.
Yeah.
Yes. So something to clear it up. When we send this to Fever Dream, are we sending it from the official Reality with a Twist podcast Instagram, which you should go follow at rwatpod, or are we sending it from our individual accounts?
I think it'd be a lot funnier if it was from our individual accounts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Here's the problem. I don't have Instagram right now.
Okay.
Send it through email.
Email it? I don't think they have their email public. I don't
can
know
we, can we send it through some crappy Android quality?
Oh my gosh.
Then yeah, you gotta get so like funny.
I'd say in Jeremy's case, I can send it for him through my account.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've gotta get like breathing noises, like your feet scraping on the ground, but just no music.
Maybe like trip once or twice or something. All right. Yeah, let's do this. I'll start us off with 12.
What the hell? Oh my gosh. I'll go first.
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
4. 3.
Oh. All right. I'll go next.
No, come on.
I'll say the number.
Wait, he didn't say what number he's doing. Oh.
6.
All right. Oh, okay. I'll count us down. All right. You ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. 2. 1.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going next.
All right. What's your number, Jer?
I'm saying 5.
I'll say the number with you.
3.
Okay.
2, 1. 5.
3.
Ooh. Does that leave me?
Ben and you.
I don't know, Ben. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll say the number.
What number is it?
3.
Oh, okay. I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
1, 2.
Oh, no way. 50-50.
2.
Alright.
I'll say the number.
Alrighty.
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
1. 2.
No!
Game has to do it.
No. Yes! God dang it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
That's very
it
funny.
It comes full circle.
In that case, I am going to send it. I might send it to the RWAP podcast. From the RWAP podcast account. Oh, that's so funny. God dang it.
Oh, you please send it to us, too. I want to see this.
Yeah. When does this need to be done by? Just Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on a bit of a schedule tonight, so I don't think I'll be able to do it tonight. But it's very funny.
Okay, can I have a personal? Can I add a personal request in there?
Yes.
So, like, well, how long are you thinking it's going to be? Like 20 seconds?
I want it to
something
be uncomfortably long, but not too long. So maybe so, like 35 seconds or something.
Yeah, 35 to 40.
And Fever, just to clear things up. Fever Dream will be totally fine with this. Like, they'd probably find it funny.
I don't know them. I hope. I'll go ahead and send them a link to the odds as well. When I send them the link to the shout out, just so they know that I wasn't just being very unprofessional with them.
This guy asked for a shout out. This guy reached out to me asking if he wanted to be shout out, and then he replied back with.
Me when I listen to Fever Dream.
I thought you were gonna send the video before anything else, like any other contact with them. You're gonna send them.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. But then when the episode comes out, I'll send them the link to both.
Okay. So my personal request. was that you get like 4 seconds of Gangnam Style in there.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Oh man, okay, that's hilarious.
And this post, me dancing will be the announcement of our next episode. So on Instagram, if you were from our Instagram, you already saw this video. So. Oh gosh. Okay, I think that's enough for today's episode.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode. It was a great time. Yeah, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Gabriel.
I'm Gunner.
I'm Dylan.
And I'm Ben.
And we will see you some other time.
See you later, Space Cowboys.
Bye.
Probably 2 weeks from now.